right. Looking out my back door. Looking out my back door. The residential inspection supervisor for City of Phoenix, Mr. Michael Grubbs. Michael, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate your wisdom on this topic.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we've got a lot more to cover here in this last segment. And Josh States, the plan review supervisor for City of Phoenix, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Okay, Phyllis, the Cave Creek condo project. That sounded like to me they've literally, the homeowners association has literally closed the pedestrian gates to the property, and the only way in and out is the drive-through gate. Does that sound, something sounds suspicious
something
to me.
Something sounds vaguely out of whack with that. We're going to have to get a little more information on it. Phyllis can give me a call directly.
Okay.
We've got her number.
There's some more very specific questions we need to find out from Phyllis on that. So, Phyllis, thanks for calling in. Rather than drill down to the detail we're going to need to here on air, I'm going to have these guys call you personally and take care of the problem. See, that's how I become every homeowner's best friend.
That'll work.
All right. Let's bring Tom into the conversation, calling from Glendale. Good morning, Tom. What's your project this morning?
Well, Rosie, I have a garage that has a workshop in it, and half the garage is a storage space for all of my wife's little knickknacks and stuff that I make in okay. the wood shop. So I built a temporary wall about 7 feet tall in down the center of my garage. It's not attached to the house in any way. Inside of that temporary wall, I added a series of receptacles so that I can plug in my tools and whatnot. And then instead of hardwiring into the house, I included extension cords so I could just plug it into an outlet. Would that wall be considered, would that necessitate a permit, or would that be considered like an appliance type?
All right. Okay.
Well, is the wall fixed, Tom?
It is not fixed to anything other than my workbench, which is like 400-pound workbench. So it's solid. It's not going anywhere, but it's not attached to the house in any way.
And the wiring method is extension cord for all the outlets?
No, I used Romex inside of the walls, inside of the temporary wall, and it's all properly grounded. It's got about four gang boxes, and then out of the top of the wall is an extension cord so I can plug it into the receptacle in the ceiling of the garage that operates the garage door opener.
All right. And another one of those creative applications.
And that's a tough one. Because of it's not permanently attached to the electrical wiring method of the house, should a permit be required? If you're going to leave it and you're going to rent the property, you know, it might not hurt to have somebody put a set of eyes on it. Unfortunately, you can't use an extension cord as a substitute for a permanent wiring method, and maybe it might even be best to remove it completely if you're going to rent the house.
Might be the best bet in that application, because I can't imagine he's going to leave his workbench there. I don't know. But Tom, that got creative. I when he first explained it, I pictured one thing, but when he finished explaining it, now I get it. It's how about workshops in garages? I'm usually having to bring in some 220, and maybe a few more extra receptacles. What are y'all's requirements in that arena?
Anytime you are running new electrical wiring, anytime you are running new potable water pipes, anytime you are attaching or running new ductwork, you require a permit. That's straight out of the building code. If you're going to be running new circuits into your garage and creating a workshop, you're going to need a building permit.
I can't tell you how many electrical situations I've seen where they get to one receptacle and feed another 10 or 12 receptacles off of the junction box out of that one that may have been the last one on the circuit that's backfed between there and the switch or the panel, another four or five receptacles back there. What's the danger and the dilemma in dealing with that kind of situation?
The danger is overloading the existing wiring and the branch circuit that they are tapping into. Adding too many outlets, the light fixture would still work. The receptacle, the added receptacle, would still be hot. But downstream, it creates heat. The wire breaker size is sized to the wire. The wire is sized for the load. It could create a fire hazard. So consulting a licensed electrical contractor endorsed by Rosie would be the way to go.
Michael Grubbs, Residential Inspection Supervisor for City of Phoenix. Again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your Saturday. Saturday's a work day for me.
Me too.
So it is for you too?
Well, at home.
Oh, okay.
For all my projects.
Right. Yeah.
I'm always very thankful of people that give up their days off to come in here and join us and visit with all of our listeners and the Arizona homeowners. So, Michael, thanks a million for coming in.
It's my honor.
And Josh States, the plan review supervisor. If that job could get me outside every once in a while, I think yours would be the job I would like.
Well, I don't get outside.
I know, but I like Michael's job because it actually gets me outside out of the office every once in a while.
Out of the office and working. Going back to that.
We don't have time.
All right.
But thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Folks, if you've been uplifted or encouraged any time in the last 4 hours here at Rosie on the House at my house, I'm going to ask you to do me one thing. Take that uplifting, take that encouragement, and pay it forward, and tune in next Saturday morning. What a wonderful world.